Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio
10:05 here on this Tuesday evening. Rocking and rolling. It's KJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski, we're right here on The Fan, and I'm fired up to welcome in a guy who's going to be very busy over the next few days, doing all sorts of stuff for the Pac-12 tournament. He is a household name here in this town from his days at Wagner, Seton Hall, coaching the Nets. Man of many talents. The great PJ Carlesimo. What's happening, Coach?
Well, Jay, how are you, man? Good to see you.
Coach,
anyhow,
I just said it does the trick. See you, hear you. It's all the same these days. Let's be honest, Coach. It's all the same. How are you, first of all? And second of all, it's weird, right? Pac-12 tournament. You're not going to be in Vegas this year. That's got to be throwing you off a little bit, right?
Well, no, I get to go. I'm actually in San Francisco now. I'm doing studio tomorrow for the Pac-12 Network, and then I'm flying over to Vegas Thursday. We're doing for Westwood One, doing the two semis and the final on Saturday night, and then head to Los Angeles for the selection show for Westwood One with Jason Horowitz and Jimmy Jackson, and then head to Indianapolis for 3 weeks for the dance. So I got my two shots, and I'm going to be on the road a little bit the next couple weeks, but all good. I got a couple NBA games sandwiched in there also, so this is far and away the busiest time of the year for me.
Well, we love it, and we always appreciate your insight and your perspective. And listen, I'm going to be into this Pac-12 tournament this year, PJ. Oregon's been a team for years, well-coached, good to me. I've taken them on quite a few occasions to go on some runs over the last couple of years. And I was surprised. I was looking at the betting odds. USC and Colorado both favored over Oregon. Would you agree with that going into this big dance?
No, but it's close. The four, you throw UCLA in that mix too. The four of them are very close. They're all capable of beating each other. I think it's going to be a little interesting. I mean, 2 years back, I'm sure you remember, Oregon had to win four games. They played in the play-in day, which is, you know, we're doing studio tomorrow from that. They had to win four nights in a row to get into the dance, and they did it. This year, I think, you know, it's easy for me to say if I'm any of those four coaches, I'm a little more concerned, but, I think the four of them are in. So I don't think any of them have on their back, you know, we got to win three games. We have to win this thing. Having said that, they would like to. Oregon's a regular season champ. It went down to the last weekend. USC was in good shape and lost too. You know, they went to the mountain and lost, and then they were able to beat UCLA. Three of them had a legit chance to win it. Colorado could have won it also, but they needed a lot of help. So these four teams are very close to each other. Oregon is maybe the healthiest they've been all year. You know, having just won it, I still like them. I think they're, if you had to pick one, I'd go with them. But any of those four winning it would not be a surprise.
Now, would you say, PJ, going into the NCAAs, Oregon is also the most dangerous of these four teams to win multiple games in the tournament?
I think I like Oregon. I like UCLA because they're losing Chris Smith really hurt them, but I like their experience factor. I like that from Oregon also. Colorado has not been in the tournament recently, but they're experienced also. What I want, USC, you could make the, I don't think they're the most talented, but they're very talented, but they're young. And Andy Enfield just got Coach of the Year in the Pac-12 today. They had the most new players. Oregon's deceptive. You look, you got some new names, but two of them were there. I mean, you remember Omorui and Eric Williams transferred from, I think, from Rutgers and Duquesne. But they were here last year. So even though there's some new faces, they were in the program last year. There's a little more continuity with Oregon. So I like them. I like the fact that they're used to being in the tournament. Colorado, it's going to be new to them, but they're very experienced. And McKinley Wright is really good. When you have a point guard, makes a big difference. Evan Mobley is spectacular. I don't know how much you've seen him play. I know the three-hour difference is sometimes hard for people back east, but he's so talented. I just wonder about USC's experience going in, and UCLA is experienced. And again, Tiger Campbell's very, very good. Their front line, both those guys, Heidi Jaquez and Johnny Juzang are talented also. So they're good teams. They're not, it's not Big Ten, it's not Big 12, but there's four very good teams that I think are going to be a tough out for whoever draws them.
PJ, you went through this many moons ago, and you one win away from winning a national championship. So you know what it takes to win in March. What are the ingredients that you think Final Four teams and national championship teams need to have? If there's one thing, if it's senior leadership, if it's guard play, like how would you like combine that perfect, you know, melting pot, if you will?
I think experience is, talent goes without saying. Talent, you're not going to win. You have to win six
need
games.
Need talent, so, yes.
I mean, no one wins six games unless you're very talented. Experience to me is a big factor. I think it helps an awful lot. To me, I always said that playing in the Big East was an enormous advantage for us. I would put both the Big Ten and the Big 12 in that category this year. Not that the Big East is not good. The Big East is very good again. But I mean in terms of top to bottom having so many difficult games, I think the teams coming out of the Big Ten and the Big 12 will benefit from that. I always thought that playing in the conference and then going in Madison Square Garden, playing hopefully three more like NCAA caliber games was a great advantage. Having said that, I like the Zags, and the Zags do not come from a league like that, obviously. But they'll play anybody. They did play some good people out of conference. They're really good. They're really, really good. They're obviously extremely well-coached. They got a little bit of everything. They have experience. They got a good big man, Drew Timmy. People may not realize how good he is. They got a great freshman. Suggs is unbelievable. They got a great senior leader in Corey Kispert, who can shoot the hell out of it. And even though they're not coming from, you know, one of those mixed master leagues where every night they were tested, they're legit. They're very, very good. I had Illinois, Ohio State just Saturday in Columbus, and I was really, really impressed with Illinois. Illinois is really good, but I think that league is exceptional this year. And those guys are going to win some games. All those teams I even put the Big Ten a little bit ahead of the Big 12. I don't know if that's fair to the Big 12 because I haven't seen them in person, but I like what I've seen out of the Big Ten.
Okay, PJ, I give you Gonzaga, Baylor, or the field to win a title. Who are you taking?
Gonzaga, Baylor.
Wow. You think there's that much of a gap between those two teams and everybody else?
No, not at all. I'm just pulling for Fuey. I think they're really, really good. And I think for most of the year, and I put Michigan with them. They slipped a little bit now. Michigan and Baylor and Gonzaga, to me, had distanced themselves from the rest of the country. I think it's Gonzaga's year, to be honest with you. I really like what Mark, I saw them practice last week. I had Cal Washington State up in Pullman and spent the night in Spokane and spent the day with Fuey and watched them practice. And they're as good or better than any of his other teams. I just like the blend. They're deep. They can beat you a lot of different ways. They can shoot it outside. They can run. They're very good defensively. They have seniors. They've got an incredible freshman. And they got a big man that I think people may not appreciate just how good he is. I think they got all the ingredients. And Baylor, you know, Baylor's excellent. You know, to win that league the way they want it was really impressive. So I'd take my chances with the two of them.
PJ, final one. Appreciate the time. Biggest surprise in the NBA. Is it the Knicks with Tibbs, a game over 500, or the way that James Harden has just perfectly fit into what the Brooklyn Nets and Steve Nash are looking to do?
No surprise there. I didn't think they had enough with just the two of them, nor did I think they'd come together as quickly as they have. I still want to see KD back with them, and I want to see them handle a little bit of adversity if it comes their way. But I say Knicks being where they are now, yes. The fact that Tibbs is coaching them, no. I expected Tibbs to come in and work his normal magic, which he's done. But they're guys. I mean, the way it's come together for them is really, really impressive. I would say that's the most surprising if you just put to the side how great a coach Tibbs is and what I thought. You know, I thought he would do an excellent job there. I'm not sure I thought it would come together this quickly.
PJ, I know you got a production meeting to get to. I wish we could get you some Roadhouse for all the guys. You're probably going to have a nice bougie dinner, but a white clam at the Roadhouse. I mean, that's right up PJ's alley. I know that.
Great year. What a tough loss the other night for them. Bashir did a great. They had such a good year. I thought they were going to sneak into the tournament.
Coach, one of these years, they're finally going to pull through. You are the best. Thank you for a couple minutes. We'll be listening and watching the whole deal, all right?
All right, JJ. Thank you, man.
There you have it. That's a great PJ Carlissimo, who is as good as it gets. I mean, listen, he's a guy I could talk basketball with for hours. And he's so well-connected. Everybody loves PJ. Pop loves PJ. Mark Few, you just heard it. He's going to practice with Mark Few because he's PJ Carlissimo. Boeheim, who is a stickler for everybody, loves PJ. Everybody loves PJ. Guy's a great basketball mind. So I'm glad that we were able to have him on for a couple minutes. I know he's busy right now because he's getting ready for the Pac-12 tournament and production meetings and all that stuff. But I'm glad we made that happen. PJ is one of the all-time greats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.